Masechet Shavuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalev. This Mishnah will talk about somebody who swears not to eat or drink, and then he eats or drinks something that's either not edible or something that's already prohibited by the Torah. Mishnah says, Shevuah Shelo Ochal. Somebody takes a swear that they're not going to eat. Ve'achal Ochalim She'enan Ve'udin La'achila. And then they ate foods that are not fit to eat. For example, let's say the person, he ate a scoop of dirt. Or he drank a drink that was not fit to drink. In that case, patur, he would not be obligated to bring a korban, because eating or drinking something that's not food is not considered to be eating or drinking. Shevuah shelo ochal. If a person number two, second scenario, made a swear that he wasn't going to eat, ve'achal nevelot utrefot shekasim urmasim, and they ate nevelot, which is an animal that died without shehita. Terefot is an animal that, even though it may have had shehita, it was sick and it was going to die within 12 months. Shekatzim are types of bugs, worms, snakes, scorpions, and rodents and other insects. Udmasim are types of tiny worms that grow inside of fruit or meat that's rotting. If a person ate any of these things, hayav, he's obligated to bring a korban. According to Tanakama, these foods are edible, and even though the Torah does not allow us to eat these foods, they're still considered to be foods, and therefore he made a shevuah against them. Rabbi Shimon exempts this person from having to bring a korban. For that reason, the Torah already forbade them, and he says there's an idea called en isur hal al isur. A prohibition cannot take effect on a pre-existing prohibition. The person's already not allowed to eat these foods by the Torah. So the swear that he makes not to eat these foods don't affect them whatsoever. And therefore, the person is patur. It's already forbidden. So therefore, the swear didn't catch onto this. Hachamim look at it differently. Tanakama says that even though they hold of that rule, en isur hal al isur, the shevuah was not to eat. And therefore, as part of the shevuah, it's the act of eating that's the problem. Whether the food he's eating is problematic or not. So therefore, it would take effect on the permitted foods and also on the forbidden foods as well. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Third scenario of the Mishnah. Amar, konam ishti nehenet li imachalti hayom. If a man says konam, if you remember Masechet Nedarim, konam is a term that's used to create a vow, to create a neder. A person on a Torah level could prohibit other people from having benefit from his own things by making a neder. So here a man makes a neder. He says that if I eat today, my wife is going to be forbidden to have benefit from me. And then what happens? V'u'achal nevelot utrefot shekasim u'masim. And he eats all these forbidden foods that are already forbidden by the Torah. Hare ishto asura. His wife becomes prohibited to benefit from him. These foods are edible. They're food. And therefore eating them is considered to be a fulfillment of that condition. The condition was, if I ate, and he ate, regardless if the foods are forbidden or not. So therefore, the neder happens and his wife is not allowed to benefit from him. We would say this even works according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who held of that rule, en isur halal isur, would say, in this case, that it's not about a prohibition or not, it's about that act of, if I ate. He would agree over here. So the person here made the konam. I make a neder. If I eat, my wife is going to be prohibited to benefit. And he ate. So therefore, his wife is prohibited to benefit from him. So even Rabbi Shimon would agree.